Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Marina Liaros Naples, and this is Blog Talk Radio show called Meeting Ike Series. If you're not familiar with my show, Meeting Ike Series is for children and teens and adults. I teach classes online, and I'm expanding that on additional platforms. Right now I do teach on a platform called OutSchool. And this show offers on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon Eastern Time a 15-minute lunch break show. It's a learning show just to be able to give you some quick little insight on different topics of the holistic, the metaphysical, the spiritual. And those shows, 15 minutes during your lunch break. Grab your sandwich, your soup, whatever it is that you're having, and tune in and listen to learn something new that can help you on your path of going in more deeper into some of these topics. So those are Tuesday and Thursdays. On the alternate weeks, on Wednesday evening, I have a special guest on my show. And those are 30-minute, those last for 30 minutes. And I have different practitioners and professionals in their fields on the show here. And they share with you information about not only what it is that they do, but the topic itself. And so you get a better understanding. And if it's something that might help you, something that maybe you are interested in learning more about or to be able to practice yourself or to have a session with. I've had Psychic Carol Ann Liaros on. I have had Susie Rosinski, who is a Qigong practitioner. I've had Deborah Latuka on, who is a holistic health practitioner. And I had an astrologer on, Carol Ruth. And tonight, we have with us is Julie Halifax. And Julie is a reflexologist. Now, she's been doing this for many years. She began back in 2001 working all over Niagara County. And that's over in the western New York area, the Buffalo-Niagara region. And she specializes in the hand and foot reflexology. And she can also add Reiki with any treatment if desired. And I'm going to let her tell you about that more as we get into it as we're talking. She coins herself as also being a medical intuitive, tuning into you energetically to find out where problems may reside energetically in your own being, that everything starts with the energy first before it manifests in the body. And so she's able to tune into that, and I'll let her tell you a bit about that. Now, I don't know if you know anything about reflexology, but that is where they're manipulating the hands and the feet, and there are different pressure points in there, and those correspond to different organs in the body, and having to do with the energy flow within the body. This show here corresponds with everything that I do, with my classes, with the guests I have on the show, and with merchandise that I have planned in the drawing board to be able to bring to you for your own intuition development, learning tools, games, merchandise, for you and your family to be able to become more knowledgeable on all these topics of holistic health, the metaphysical realm, and spirituality. Next week, I have my Tuesday and Thursday shows, so be sure that you come back and tune in with that. Go ahead and follow this show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm also available on Facebook, so you can follow along there. And also my website. I just started recently as a channel over on YouTube, and I signed up for BitChute because I'm a little worried about a lot of this censoring that's been going on lately, and I didn't want to have a problem there because of the holistic health and those topics that I share here with you so freely, I to be having sensors. So I have a backup with BitChute. Not sure what I'm going to be doing with that, but at least I have it on there to be able to offer it to you. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Julie now so she can go ahead and share with you information about what it is that she does. And let's bring her on here. And Julie, are you there?
I certainly am. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's sunny here. It's beautiful.
Oh, great. Very good. So the weather's finally changing over up there.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be long before everybody gets their garden in.
Yes.
Yeah, which means they're going to be working their hands, and they're going to be on their knees and their back, and so they really could use a reflexology treatment after, you know, having a few days or a week in that garden tilling and planting and pulling weeds, everything. They're going to need you.
Well, I'm here.
Okay, very good. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about how you got into the field of reflexology, how you first heard about it, got interested in it, and where did you end up doing your schooling with it, or what is required, certification or licensing with it?
Okay, well, I got started in reflexology when I was pregnant for my son. My youngest son laid on my sciatic nerve, and I was having a lot of pain, and I was working in a factory, and, you know, you just can't do that when you work in a factory. You got to stay alert. And my niece is a massage therapist, so she recommended a massage, and I was like, I was a little concerned about that. And she says, well, my mom's doing this thing. She says, I don't know, it's something with feet. So I called my sister and I asked her, I said, what are you doing with this thing with your feet? And she says, oh, I go see this lady and she rubs my feet and it's connected to all the pressure points. And she says, it really has been helping me with my back. And I said, oh, all right. Well, I made an appointment, got her number, went and had a treatment, and it was wonderful. I loved it. I went home, being 6 months pregnant, having sciatic issues, you know, you weren't really doing much, but I went home and pulled the refrigerator out and cleaned behind the refrigerator. I moved the couch and pulled that out and back in behind that. I did all of these things you know I'm here supposed to do, but I did them anyhow. So that's how I got started with it. She said, well, I'm going to teach a class. I said, okay, well, sign me up. And she's like, I haven't told you anything about it. I said, it doesn't matter. I love feet. I have this thing for feet. And I'm like, just says, okay. So she signed me up and I took the course and I loved it and I continued on with it and I've been doing it ever since. And it's the course when I took it, it was 1 weekend a month every 3 months. Now it's a little bit more involved than that. You have to take an anatomy and physiology course, which I've done in the past. I did that a few years ago and got my certification in that. You have to know all the body parts and what they do and how everything's connected and where it is in the map in the foot and or in the hand. And I just love what I do. I just keep doing it and I love it and it's fun and you meet different people. You're always around other people. You hear a lot of things about what they've done and how they've tried this and that and you know, how things don't work for some people and work for other things and other people. And it's been great. It's been absolutely wonderful. I just enjoy myself.
So give the listeners an example for if they're having, some digestive issues. Where would that be on the foot or the palm that they can, you know, be able to associate to get an idea about what it is of the body parts are correspond to the feet and the hands and how it affects or why it affects it?
Well, the digestive system is a lot of different things. I mean, you have your teeth where, you know, the food goes in your mouth and down your throat. So you get your throat, your esophagus, you have the stomach, you have
Okay, so so stomach, if they're having some rumbling or that way, that part, something in the stomach, where would the stomach be located on the hand and the hands and the feet?
Well, it's in the left hand or left foot. It's pretty much underneath the ball of the foot. If you go from the medial side of your foot to the lateral side, maybe about a finger's width down from your ball of your foot, that whole area in there is the stomach. You have a little bit of the stomach on the right foot, right about in the same area, but it's just a little portion of that because the stomach is mostly on the left foot, so you work more of the left foot.
Some things are in the left, on the left side of the hand or feet, and some things are in the right side. Are other things in both hands?
Well, most of your organs you have two of, so you'll find them both on the left and the right side. But your stomach and pancreas and your spleen is in the left side of your body, so that's you're going to find that in your left foot. You're also going to find the heart in that side as well. And the right side, you have the liver and the gallbladder, which is mostly on the right side. It's in the right side of your body, so you're going to find it in that area. So that's...
Oh, okay. That makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I've had treatments from you, and some of my family members have had treatments from you. And, I can vouch for Julie that she does excellent work, and you feel a world of difference afterwards. You really, really do. But now tell us a little bit about how you're using a medical, your intuition to be able to pick up on different things that are wrong, that when you were in the feet. How is that something you learned through reflexology, or is that something that was more natural to you of tuning into a client?
It's more natural for me. You don't actually learn that from reflexology. That's more just me. That's how I pick up on things. I usually, if somebody's talking to me or if I'm touching like their hand or their foot, I get this just knowing, because I feel actual pain in my own body, and I know exactly where your pain is. And that's how I work. Not everybody is the same. Not everybody's doing the same thing. Most reflexologists do strictly do reflexology, and you can feel the different areas based on the map. You can feel like your foot's either, like, when you put a little pressure in the area, you can feel where it's either squishy or it feels like a hard rock or it doesn't feel like it should feel in your foot or in your hand. That's usually an indication that there's something going on in that area of your body. For me, all I have to do is touch you and I know exactly where I need to be and where I need to go to work on the reflexes for your particular body. So people with shoulder pain.
That's really helpful to be able to. Yeah, that's really helpful to be able to do that, to be able to pick up on that. Saves time, and you can just go right to the areas that need the work on them. So, and when you do that, when you pick up on that, I'm going to guess that people say that that part of their foot hurts, or else that part of their body, when you start working on it, that maybe they feel something in that organ or area of body that it corresponds to?
Yes. I usually have people say, I'll ask them, are you having problems with your shoulders? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, we're going to work this section of your foot, which happens to be like underneath the baby toe and the pad of the baby toe right underneath, right in that ball of the foot area. Right there is your shoulder reflex.
Do bunions fit into anything with this, or is that something that would be different, unrelated?
Bunions is just, that's the referral area for the lung brush. Bunions is usually because your toe's like kind of like pushed over. So if you get those little toe pads that go between your toes, that usually helps to, with the, It helps to prevent this toe from, like, pushing itself over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So But does that have anything to do with what's wrong with certain parts of the body at all? I mean, is that showing up as it's a problem in that area, or is this unrelated? Or haven't they figured that out yet?
Well, that whole area where your bunion is actually, you know, that's on the ball of the foot. That could be the long brush chest area. It can also be like the upper torso of your body, like the thoracic area of your body, because that would be the thoracic area from the joint up, or from the joint down would be the thoracic area. So it could be part of your part of the neck area, part of that portion.
Okay.
So it's usually right around, let's see, it's 5, 6, and 7 of the spine, of the cervical spine, of the neck area. That's usually mm-hmm. the indication where it is in the foot for the bunion
okay.
itself. But then you also have lower, below the joint, that would be like 1, 2, and 3, or maybe 1 and 2, depending on how big your foot is or how small your foot is. Depending on the, you know, immense feet seem to be larger, so you might have more vertebrae that correspond with that, and, you know, a young person or something may not have as much that corresponds in that area. Does that
now,
answer your question?
it does. Now, do you people come to you? Do you go to people's homes? How do you work that with your sessions?
People come to me. I have I'm on Davidson Road in Lockport on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Tuesdays, I'm at the Blonde Indigo Soul on Tuesday from noon after until about maybe 6 or 7. And then I have a new location on Thursdays with Guler Cardiology and Wellness on 34 Swan Street in Batavia.
Oh, so all the way from out to Batavia. Okay. And then it also says, I noticed on your website, it says that you're available for lectures. And so to incorporate teaching people how to incorporate alternative health into their daily life. And about you could set up like a self-help class.
I do mostly self-help classes. Like my lecture is based around like, okay, you give me a list of things or problems that people have that maybe in want to listen to or in the class that you're setting up, and I'll come in and I'll physically show you how to work a certain area or show you where that area is. I don't do a full class, as to say, but I just give you like a self-help course so that, you know, if you're in the bathroom and you're, you know, having problems with your intestines, there's a spot in your hand that can help to, you know, get that moving, get that out of your system. I tell people, you may not have a lot of time in your life, but you always have to, at some point you have to go to the bathroom. So at some point you can, you know, work on your hand, you can bring your foot up and work on your foot. So the little self-help kind of gives you an overview of like some of the things that you can do for yourself to help yourself along. But of course, you know, when your foot's bent and like up here in your face, it's not as comfortable as laying in a reclined position and having somebody else work on you. But, you know, just to get you through the day or something, it's a nice self-help.
And how long do the classes last for?
Oh,
are they an hour? And is it like a series of classes or one class at a time or what?
I haven't done too many of those, so I don't know yet.
Is that something
them.
Newer? Okay.
Yeah, it's something that I've worked on in the past, and I've done a couple. I did one for independent health, and that was like, I think, 2 or 3 days. And it spread out over the month, a couple months, and, you know, went in and did a self-help class.
Insurance companies are more and more interested in this. They started out with the allowing chiropractic and then massage, so now they're bringing in reflexology. And so that's amazing. I'm glad to hear that. And also, you do work with some essential oils, and I know that some insurance companies or hospitals, I should say, really are really allowing and incorporating some more use of essential oils in with the patients. So you use those in with the reflexology, or is that a separate part of a business for you?
I kind of do a little bit of everything with the oils. I do use the oils in my practice. I usually make a lotion and I add a scent because it's very helpful. Like cedarwood is very good for, like, if you have brain issues or, you know, things like that. Rosemary is good for memory. Peppermint is very relaxing. So I have different oils that I add to my lotions and I use them. I also do the reflexology, which is a type of, it's the use of therapeutic-grade essential oils with reflexology, and it helps with the digestive system. You can, any of the systems, actually. There's the muscles, there's so many different things that you can do with it. You can actually go to, I can't think of her webpage right now, but if you look up reflexology, it's reflexoil-ogy. She has a wonderful, you can go and take a class. You don't have to be a reflexologist. You can just go and take courses and learn about the essential oils and incorporate them in your well-being and your health. Lori does a wonderful job with that. She has a great, it's really nice to have something that you can use and go forward with, and you don't have to be a reflexologist to work with the oils, work with the essential oils. I do work
right,
with them.
Okay.
I also do something called an emotional pathway release technique, which is the use of the essential oils. And I use a little mantra and hold certain points to help to release the emotion. And that has worked very, very well for a lot of people with anxiety or stress or anything of that sort, or they're just sad or they're holding on to something from, you know, long ago. I've had people come in and they're like, I really need to release my parent. And they go through an emotional pathway release technique and they felt better and really benefited from that release. So that's something
that
else.
Sounds
that
sounds wonderful.
It is. It's amazing. I would share a story, but I really don't have her permission to share it, so I won't.
No, we don't want to do that. That's fine. So just your own testimony enough is, so people can, if they want to, they can look up and learn a little bit more about it. So tell me, and the listeners here, is if people want to get in touch with you to set up a session or even to be able to schedule a class or a lecture, if, you know, some other insurance companies or some other type of businesses want to bring you in, even for, like, treating their employees of being able to have some reflexology treatments, a health and wellness day that they might have, be able to set up, how would they get in touch with you? Your phone number, your email address, Facebook page, website. So why don't you give us your contact information here so people can connect with you?
Oh, okay. Let's see. You can go to julie@niagarareflexology.com. That's my email address. If you want to just look at my webpage, it's www.niagarareflexology.com. You can text me or call me at my phone number, which is 716-523-8903. I also have a Facebook page for Niagara Reflexology, and I think that's it.
I know we really need to be out there quite a bit to be able to, the way social media has exploded over the last handful of years and need to be over in a bunch of places to make it all work together. And before I brought you on, I don't know if you heard it, but I was saying how, I'm talking about the web page and I'm talking about the blog talk and then the Facebook and then also that I've got a YouTube channel and signed up one for BitChute. I've got also the Twitter and the Pinterest. And, you just have to, you're just out there so much is that you need to really give all of your contact information because there's so many ways to get in touch with us and, and to follow and learn information and all of that. So, yeah, it's phone number, Facebook, email and website. So really it gives a lot of options so that people can readily, easily find people such as yourself to be able to contact, to be able to have different the sessions from you, also to bring you in to be able to teach and to treat their employees or their family an event to be able to come in and say, okay, we've had a really rough time of it. We're all worn out, and to bring in and maybe over to someone's family or some friends and get together and to do that. So I'm glad that you have a lot of different avenues to connect. The able people can connect with you. Now, when somebody comes in for a session, what is it that they will expect? What will they, when they walk through the door, what happens after that?
Well, with this whole nice little COVID thing going on, everybody has to wear a mask. That's only because New York. New York requires a lot of funky things. We usually take your temperature. It's required. And then I take you back and I put you in your nice comfy chair. And I'll recline you and put a pillow under your knees. Make sure you're comfortable. I tell everybody I'll take your shoes and socks off. I'll even put your socks back on, but you're putting your shoes on yourself. I'll take them off. I'll put your socks on. You're responsible for putting your own shoes on.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a little difficult to put shoes back on. I don't know why, but it just is. And then I'll ask you what scent you would like to smell like when you're all done, because I use different essential oils in my lotions, like I mentioned before. And I'll do your feet.
Now, can someone
get
it unscented if they are sensitive?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have unscented. I have one of those. So you're going to get whatever scent or, if you're working on a project or, not a project, something that you're working through and there's essential oil that would work best with that, I can incorporate that as well if I have it here. If I don't have it here, well, then we'll find something that works.
Does a reflexology work on the emotional parts of people? Who asked for release there also?
Sometimes if somebody's holding on to a lot of stuff and I normally will just pick up on that and say, okay, what are you holding on to here? Because for me, every body part has a specific meaning. So if you have like shoulder pain, it normally means that you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. So it usually has to deal with something financial. If you've got some heart issues, it's usually you're holding on to a lot of grief, like somebody either just passed away or you're holding on to somebody that you used to have some sort of relationship with and they're no longer with you. Or a parent passes away or something like that. You show that in your grief. The knees usually represent something from the past, something that's happened in the past, whether it's past, I always say it could be like not everybody believes what I believe, and I understand that. It could be a past life. It could be something that happened like 3 years ago. It could have been something that happened 10 years ago, and that you may have knee problems because you're holding on to that emotion from that. And usually I will know after talking to you for like 10, 15 minutes, I'll probably have that all figured out for you. But sometimes you just have to do the inner work yourself. You can't expect somebody else to do it for you.
Well, then that would be, you know, people who have something like that, the different issues going on, or they know someone, giving a gift of reflexology would be an excellent idea. So I encourage anybody who is listening to the show is to go ahead and contact Julie Halifax of Niagara Reflexology and look into getting a session with her if you are in the Western New York, which is the Buffalo Niagara region, and even bringing her in to be able to do lectures over at your place of business and or else within your family, some self-help. And Julie, I want to thank you for being with me this evening. This has been very informative. And I encourage everybody to look into some reflexology. And because we are in springtime now, and as Julie said at the beginning of the show, how the weather is really coming to do a nice turn in the more northern part of the hemisphere where I will end up being later next week, is that, gardening time. And I encourage you to take a listen to my April 20th show, the lunch break show, Grow an Organic Garden, my tips on seeds, soil, and composting. That's the lunch break show on the Tuesday. And that Thursday, which is April 22nd, is a peek into the studies and results from the Secret Life of Plants book. Excellent information and really compelling experiments, studies, and results that they came up with that. So before you get your garden started, really take a listen to those two shows. And Julie, again, thank you for being here with me this evening, and you have a wonderful evening. It's been great talking to you again.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it very much.
I look forward to
hearing from everyone.
Thank you for being here. Bye now.
Bye-bye.